Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Wednesday, August 31st, 2022. The tarot card for today is the King of Cups, and this is from the very popular Crow Tarot by artist MJ Cullinane. Can I just let out a big whoop and go, yay? August, July, June, oh my goodness, you know, it's been an incredible 3 months of upheaval and change and, you know, things that are going on. We're finally closing out this month and getting ready for a new one. I'm going to say it again. Make sure you listen to my September Love and Finance, all right, because there's a whole lot going on. Today, the moon moves from Libra to Scorpio early afternoon, and that's where we pick up our King of Cups energy, all right, just so you are aware. And, you know, he is the King of Water after all. I'll be honest with you, he's my favorite. And there are so many reasons that I absolutely love him, all right? He's a good guy. He's a really, really good guy. It's not just about, you know, his emotion. He's so different than that Queen of Swords that we were just talking about the other day. So, you know, he's generous, he's kind, he's, you know, someone to admire, even, all right? And I always call him, like, the caretaker, all right? When you have a crisis in life, and that could be, not to say that you have a crisis going on today, but he's the kind of person who can maintain, whereas the Queen of Swords can rise above her emotions to cut through the crap to get to do what she's got to do. The King of Cups can be in the midst of the chaos and manage to keep internal and external emotions balanced. And this is great, like when you're a doctor, you're a paramedic, and you don't have to be one of those. But when you picture someone who's in the types of situations that they are, and something happens, what do? The firefighters, the EMTs, the police, they run toward the danger. They take care of people. They make things right. Now, how do you apply this energy to your day? Now, normally, when I see him on a Monday, you know, I'd like to say, good day for a job interview, all right? And you might think, well, she's crazy saying that with the King of Cups. But I say, never let them see you sweat. And that's what this guy is good for, all right? He is cool as a cucumber in stressful situations. So when it comes to applying it to your own life, whether, you know, something crops up on the job, or like I said, maybe there's a job interview, something is happening, you can maintain your level of cool. And, you know, isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that how you ace an interview? You don't let them see that you're nervous. Like I said, you never let them see you sweat. And this is what he does the best, even beyond his kindness and his generosity. But there's such a light that comes from him. He's someone to be admired. And I think if you can pick up on his positive qualities today, you'll really find a winning combination for you. Now, I also said the other day when we had the Two of Swords and I was talking about the moon and, you know, moving into Libra and being indecisive, etc. And I said, once the moon moves into Scorpio, you're going to see that you are ready to do something. Will it happen today? Maybe. But tomorrow, as you step into September, boy, have you seen what the cards are? You might want to take a look. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.